I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week. All right, well, in that case, let's put 60 seconds up on the big board.
I have to find it. Oh, that's why you were asking me, because you didn't have your music.
Yeah, okay. Let's put 60 seconds up on the... You can edit that. Oh, yeah, sure.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have to find it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4225 of the BFO for Monday the 15th of April 2024, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my weekend, Big Fatty. Extensioners, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're extensioners today because y'all, in the U.S. of A, it is tax day, Big Fatty. Y'all, so you have either filed your taxes, or you have filed an extension, or you need to do both of them before midnight tonight. Yes, Big Fatty, we are working very, very quickly on that with
I don't know. I don't file taxes. I think Granny files my taxes for me.
Well, you know, you're in trouble then.
Be ready.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 15th of April, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium, and y'all, it's a fairly new anniversarium. I don't remember if it's 1 year or two. I want to say it's just one, but it may be two. I say two. Y'all know both of these individuals so well. Y'all, I see them every year at the Podcasters of America Supper. And y'all, they've stayed here at the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, you've had to buy a new mattress pad because they've soiled the... No, that was a joke. Oh, I didn't know that. Y'all, they were at Leather Weather a weekend at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, and just good people, y'all. I'm talking about none other than Gay Country West and Tommy.
Big Fatty, we love Gay Country West and Tommy.
We do. So y'all, if you see them online, wish them happy anniversary.
Happy, happy, happy. Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today... Today, the 15th of April, not only is it tax day, but y'all, it is a very, 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 very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you've heard him on the little show. He's wished Big Fatty a good morning. And y'all, he's been on...
episodes of the Natteras, and if you want to hear a Volga episode, just go over to the www and look for Scott is Ruined. And y'all, it's Volga, but you can go over there and check it out. But he is here at the villa every Friday evening, and he's just good people. And y'all, if you've ever met him,
yes, Big Betty, if you've ever met him, you'll know why he's called Pocketbook.
Well, that too, but y'all, he's just kind and generous and just, like I said, just good people. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Durwood. Big Betty, we love Durwood. We do indeed. And y'all, it's interesting, because it's Durwood's birthday or celebration of exiting the birth canal today. And y'all, it's also Elizabeth Montgomery, who played Samantha of The Bewitched along with Durwood. Big fan, I didn't know Durwood had a career in television. Well, yes. So y'all, if you see Durwood on the
Big Fatty, he ain't on any of that. Well, he may be on The Grin Doctor, but that's probably about it.
Well, y'all, if you see Durwood on The Grin Doctor, or,
I don't know, Big Fatty, maybe just driving around looking for meat. Big Fatty, why did I say that? Because he likes to eat meat. Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
Y'all, wish Durwood a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I know he doesn't eat carbs, so I hope he gets a big old charcuterie board. Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Dear Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. Y'all, I don't remember if I mentioned this on the little show, but y'all, I got a call Wednesday saying that the senior size class on Thursday was closed. Y'all, not canceled, but closed. So we were closed on Thursday for senior size, but that's all right. Y'all, y'all have been watching the sports ball. The Atlanta Braves been doing A-OK. It may have been Thursday night that they got the asses beat, or it was Wednesday night or Thursday night. It was like 16-4 or something like that by the Mets. But anyway, y'all, they've been in the Miami,
Big Fatty, stop singing.
Y'all, nothing to say about Thursday evening. Y'all on for right? Y'all. First of all, the weather has been just lovely. Friday and Saturday nights, maybe even Thursday night, I don't really remember, but Friday and Saturday night, y'all, it got down into the upper 40s, and, you know, that just makes for good sleeping weather.
Yes, Big Fatty,
and so y'all, it's just kind of a standard day. Did my nipple walking, standard morning routine and everything. And, y'all, then I was, I had cooked on Thursday evening, at Fatty's. I was having cube steak, smothered steak, Daddy Ron's famous mashed potatoes, and I was having Brussels sprouts and Mexican coon on the cob. And then for dessert, we were having the good blueberry cobbler with some lactose-free ice cream. Yes, Big Fatty, just the lactose-free. We don't need any tootin'. So, y'all, I had cooked the cube steak on Thursday had it in the Frigidaire overnight. Y'all, I just think it tastes better if it does like that. So, Friday morning, I put it on the... on the burner and just, y'all, set it to simmer. And y'all, by lunchtime, it was bubbling and hot. So, you know, I kind of monitored that through the day. I prepared my Brussels sprouts. You know, you got to cook the bayfrin and then you got to saute the onions and cut the stems off the Brussels sprouts and then halve them. And I did all of that kind of stuff. Ahead of time, Daddy Ron's famous mashed potatoes, and they were in the cracker pot, staying warm, and so y'all, I was ready to go, but y'all, what I mainly did after my nipple walks was y'all, I took everything off the back porch of the villa here, because y'all, everything was absolutely covered in pollen, and y'all, I wanted to start using the back porch, screened-in porch again, because it's gotten so nice, and so y'all, I took everything out and got the hose out and squirted it all down and swept it, and y'all, it was looking in pretty good shape. And, you know, I had a cover over the serving bar and stools that I have out there. And and the chairs, the stackable chairs, I hosed them down. And, y'all, the carpet out there. Y'all, I used the new plug that the electrician put in. I plugged in my my Wacom, and I Wacom the carpet out there in the yard. Hey, I bet people thought you were crazy. No, they already think that. And, y'all, I got it all, you know, I wanted to do it earlier in the day so that it would dry before I put everything back on there. And, y'all, the wind was really blowing on for right, so that helped. And I turned on the fan out there. And, y'all, sure enough, a few hours later, everything was dry. And so I put it all back together and got it all looking nice. And, y'all, I was also for Durwood's celebration of exiting the birth canal, and for young Nicholas's, y'all, we had that special supper, and y'all, I had a special appetizer. Y'all, I made the charcuterie board, and I had three different kinds of salami or sausages, Italian sausages, that, you know, slice that up, and I had couple of different kinds of cheeses, and then I had bought some mozzarella sticks that were wrapped in, some were wrapped in salami, and some were wrapped in the prosciutto, and then I had some, it's kind of like a chow chow, but it was kind of like pickled vegetables and some crackers and everything, and everybody arrived, and it was just the Nip and me and Granny and Durwood and young Nicholas, and y'all, we had a lovely supper, and then Granny and Durwood and the Nip, they went out to some kind of a homosexual singing thing or bar, and I took young Nicholas back home because he had to take care of his puppy dogs and all. And y'all, then after I got the porch all set up and everything, and before everybody arrived, y'all, this happened.
Mystery date, are you It would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your
yes, yes, yes. I know, sweetie gentleman caller. Y'all, this was a new. This was a new gentleman caller. Y'all, he's just moved to town from New York. And being fatty, did he make salsa? Well, it could be, because y'all, he is of Latino descent, and y'all, 27, skinny, and for some reason was interested in Big Fatty. Y'all, he talked to me a few weeks ago, and we couldn't make it work out, but y'all, on Friday afternoon, he said, "Hey, Big Fatty, can we get together and do some Bobo honking?" I said, "Yes." I said, "What about the special chair?" He says, "Yes." So, y'all, he came over. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. he was damn good. Big Fatty. And, y'all, I hope he thought Big Fatty was at least acceptable so he can come back. But, y'all, even if he doesn't come back, it was y'all, you know that the Latinos are a little on the hairy side, and y'all, he was gifted. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear anymore. But anyway, Saturday was just a standard kind of day. I did watch the sports ball and watch some other TV shows on the TV machine. And then Sunday, y'all, it's been another just lovely day. got up and did all my nipple walking and everything. And the Veda reached out. And y'all, we've already recorded the LFC long before we normally even start. So that's done. The Nip stuck his head in for a few minutes, but we were recording, and y'all, the Atlanta Braves beat they call them the Fish, the Miami Fish sports ball team, and y'all, I'm gonna go and watch the end of
a tradition like no other. The Masters.
Yes, Big Fatty, they're giving away one of those jackets. Yes. And y'all, I think that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely just a lovely Monday. Y'all, if you hadn't done your taxes, better get on it, because they will hunt you down, and they'll give you the penalty. You'll have to go to the penalty box. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I don't really have anything special going on today, but y'all, I have a feeling that my muscly gentleman caller is anxious to come back and visit Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure he is. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel Biba, can you tell us about your show? Oh, well, just wait till Crooked Hat leaves and goes back home, and I'm sure you'll find it somewhere.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.